If you found yourself driving down Souk Road past the Evergreen Center on April 19th, you may have noticed a small group waving Ukrainian flags. That would have been Mariana Golunbenko along with friends and family, who since April 5th has stood at the corner of Souk and Townsend Roads every Saturday, reminding the community of the ongoing war in Ukraine and the struggles of her people. The reason, obviously, is because in Ukraine the war is still going, and it's important to remember, said Golunbenko through her daughter Anna Bushwava's translation. Every day we get messages in our family chat. How are you? Because every day they're bombing us. It doesn't feel like it will end soon, and it's important to continue this rally and remind people it's still going on. While the rallies may be small, with only about 7 participants demonstrating each week, what they lack in numbers, they make up for in passion. We still need to be heard, because we are screaming so loud, and it feels like the world doesn't hear us, said Golunbenko. Started by Voices of Ukraine, Golunbenko's local rallies are one of many taking place throughout BC, in cities like Vancouver, Coquitlam, New Westminster and White Rock. Golunbenko and her family first arrived in Souk in May 2022, following the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February that year. Before arriving in Canada, the family owned a landscaping business, where they mostly designed green walls and green roofs. At the onset of the war, they were determined to keep the business going. But as the fighting dragged on and the danger encroached, they opted to make the move to Canada, although their business is still running. We have some partners who, even from the first day the war started and even later, still do their job. They're like superheroes. After a year, sure, it was quieter, but it's still working, said Golunbenko, who explained that some of her partners still maintain her work, keeping the plants encompassing her green walls watered and healthy. While they awaited their visas and work permits in Germany, they heard about the Ukrainian Safe Haven Association, OSHA, and the Grouse Nest, a property in East Souk originally meant to host charity events, festivals and galleries. Now they house Ukrainian refugees and help them adjust to life in Canada. The center was run by Brian and Sharon Holowaychuk, who Golunbenko said became her family's Canadian parents. As they began searching for a new purpose, a dream of continuing their work from Ukraine began to take shape. We were dreaming about opening a company here. We could do green walls outside because of the warm winters. Our first thought was, what are we going to do? How can we be useful for Canada? Explained Golunbenko. With the help of the Holowaychuks, Golunbenko began working as a gardener throughout Greater Victoria, while her daughter began taking up work for other companies in the area. Now, after nearly 3 years in Canada, they're once again trying to find a way to be useful, not just for Canada, but for Ukraine. The reception to their rallies has so far been positive, as passers-by honk their horns, wave and occasionally stop to ask questions. Some have even stopped to make donations, which they have not yet begun officially collecting. They plan to pass the funds along, at least until they begin fundraising themselves. But for now, their main goal is just to ensure the war is not forgotten. I believe that Canadians, Americans, Europeans, they don't see as much terrible news as we do. People don't really see what's going on, said Golunbenko, who hopes her rallies may inspire some action. Maybe someone has the ability or power to tell more people about it, so everyone remembers and maybe tries to do something, like even make a small donation. Golunbenko has no plans to stop anytime soon, and once again plans to stand at the corner of Souk and Townsend next Saturday, April 28th, at 3 p.m., where she and her community will wave flags, speak to people and even serve vareniki, pierogies, to participants. She's inviting residents to come out, ask questions and show support. I think it's important we go until the end of the war, the Ukrainian victory, because it's really important people know that we care.